On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I still believe in Tyler's ability to perform here.
All right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours. Are you tailing?
Forget the myths the media has created and just follow the money.
Or fading?
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on the drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
All right, no reason to be fading today. Not this week, as Tyler's been on a roll. 4 for 6 on the week. Both nights in the green. And on a Wednesday, he's trying to stay strong. Remember, you can find all of his best bets, if you're not able to catch him here, every night at Space City Sharp. Right there on Twitter, you can find it at Space City Sharp. Not only that, does he have his best bets there posted nightly. He also has a lot of other nuggets to help you out in terms of your betting. All right, what you got rolling tonight for T-Mill's best bet?
Gotta love the nuggies. Plenty of nuggies on a Space City Sharp. Man. It ain't broke, so we're not fixing it, as they say. 3 picks around Major League Baseball tonight for your action on a Wednesday with the drive, including one wager within the Astros game, your Astros action for tonight. Astros-Angels game 2 coming up. First best bet on a hump day, Cincinnati Reds money line at minus 145 odds as they host the St. Louis Cardinals. Old NL Central matchup there. We saw a lot of those squads back in the day, but I like the Reds to win over the Redbirds this evening. Second best bet also includes a bird, but a blue one. Blue Jays at the Rays in Tampa. Over 7.5 runs between the Rays and Blue Jays at minus 110 odds. Second best bet of the night. And then your third and final best bet with the drive on a Wednesday evening in baseball. Old Faithful, your daddy, your dong, your Don, whatever you want to call him, Yordan Alvarez, over 1.5 total bases tonight. For the Strohs, hopefully the slugger can get that done for us. Those are your 3 best bets.
All right, there it is. 3 best bets. See if he can continue to stay in the green on a Wednesday. As hopefully he is able to do so, you can check it out again at Space City Sharp. You can find all 3 of those bets. It's about time, Yordan, to go ahead and break out. He hit a couple of balls hard yesterday. That were out. He hit one right to Mike Trout, so he didn't have to move himself to get injured or anything. Just hit it right to him, and Mike was able to just stand there and catch it.
Yeah. For these bases for Yordan tonight, if he's going to hit this bet for us, I'm thinking it really will look like some good base knocks because he's facing a ground ball pitcher in what the Angels have starting over there. So we'll see.
Yeah, they're ready to attack him. It's just, you know, the Angels, they're the Angels. Coming up behind us after we get done here, a little Texans All Access, as they've got you rolling coming up at 6 o'clock. And then right after that, Area 45, the best damn late-night sports show in all of Market 5 here in Houston. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and our guy Bryson. Think a very young, sexy Magnum P.I., Georgia own Magnum P.I. Bryson. They've got it for you coming up a little bit later on after Texans All Access. We are live and local until 11 o'clock. They'll have baseball's post-game show for you as well after hopefully the Astros get a big performance from the young starter making his major league debut tonight in Petco. Hopefully old Ethan Petco can come through large, but the fellas will have it for you coming up a little bit later on, so stay tuned right here on 95.7 The Fan. All right, Clint, we've talked about the big news of the day, and that is obviously Jaden Higgins out for the season, and it feels like, I may be wrong on this, I will read what is being reported, but this feels like this is completely connected to what happened with Jaden Higgins. But this is coming from DJ Bieniemy of ESPN, who covers the Texans. Another bit of news from the Texans. He says there is a change in the plan for the Houston Texans preseason game against the Raiders. The Texans will not play their starters against the Raiders. DeMeco Ryans feels that Tuesday's practice was plenty enough work, per team spokesperson. It's hard for me, Clint, when you hear him over the weekend on Saturday, you know, really seem to be clear cut about the fact that anybody that's healthy, they will play. He seemed to be serious all week about, you know, the physicality and these guys getting into work. And now, I guess by coincidence, after the Higgins injury, they've decided to go a different direction in the preseason game and shut down his starters. Your thoughts? It's hard for me not to believe this isn't connected to the Higgins injury.
Well, I don't like the decision, regardless of what it's based on. I think you've got an offense that's got a long way to go. I think you got a lot of competition going up front, and there's no better way to evaluate those guys. Just like last week, when it was important to play your starters on the offensive line, I think at some point in a preseason game, it's important to play your starters and get them the looks. It's important that your play caller get some run, you know, with the starters before the season starts. And so, whether it's knee jerk reaction or not, I hate the idea of not playing your starters at all in the preseason beyond your five starting offensive linemen last week. If we're going to be honest, like last week, I'm sitting in that press box, Ron, and I'm looking across that field and I'm thinking, these cats came all the way from LA
for this.
I mean, and you think about what all that entails, man, that is load everybody up the day before the game, everybody's parking at the airport. There's a private flight, there's hotels, stewardess, there's pilots, there's no telling how many guys loading it. There's hotels for 90 plus guys that are traveling,
and nice hotels.
You're walking through. You know, you sleep good. You get up. You have meetings. You all day long. You got to feed them 2-3 more times, and then you go to a game. And every starter stands on the sideline except for the five offensive linemen for the Texans. And then they go through this drag of a third and fourth quarter, and then they finally get to go and get on a plane and got to fly all the way back. Like, if this is what preseason games are going to be, just don't do it. Just cancel them all. I just don't understand. Have a couple joint practices. Make one joint practice mandatory for each team, maybe two. That way the coaches can all coordinate it. They can keep video off their practices and make sure nobody's eavesdropping on them, or nobody's getting video of what they're doing, and be done with it and go play when the season starts. I mean, this has gotten it reminds me of like the instant replay that they tried to roll out not too long ago. What was the pass interference stuff?
Yeah.
And they just made a mockery of it for a year and then decided to do away with it when it was frustrating. Like, this is a joke. If you're not going to play anybody, then just do away with the preseason games. Now, I mean, you might look at Buffalo or Cincinnati, and some of the teams that played their actual starters, and they may tell you that there's value in it and they want to use it. But it looks to me across the league that most teams are just choosing not to play anybody. So what's the point?
Yeah, and no, it seems like the first game, well, some teams aren't, but it seems like more often the first game and the last.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This game, nobody's playing. Yeah, man, you just talked about it from that standpoint. And they charging them regular ass prices too for them tickets.
Yeah. well, but I mean, you know, when you look at it, it's always a point of contention with, you know, 18-week, 17-game season. You're already making us play 3 preseason games. In reality, it shouldn't even be part of the conversation. You ain't playing in them damn games. If you do play, you're playing a series or two. I mean, that shouldn't even be a – so. But I mean, the expenses associated with it and the value that you're getting out of it is a joke. I mean, you could use joint practices. I mean, your top 50-plus percent of your roster isn't going anywhere anyway. You're not evaluating them to know who makes the team and who doesn't make the team. You could use joint practices to evaluate your bottom third of your roster and figure out cuts without preseason games. If they're not going to play, if this is the approach, then why even have them?
CJ's last start and snap in an NFL stadium was at Gillette Stadium in New England. It looks like his next snap will be in Reliance Stadium against Buffalo. Nothing in between in terms of being on the field. They've got some joint practices, but outside of that, like that's going to be it.
Two practices, Ron.
Two joint practices. All right, Clint, great job. Shout out to B. Scott for joining us on the show as always. Tyler, great job. Tomorrow's a game day. We got a short show, but game day tomorrow. So stay tuned here with us all day on 95.7 The Fan. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Luckily for them, obviously, we said the Rangers, they won 5-0. The Mariners somehow lost 22-0 yesterday.
Biggest shutout since 1888, baby.
The Brewers beat them.
Stupid-ass merman.
They beat them.
Tyler's so serious. 20. So serious when he says that.
That's right, man. The BB's back there, down there. All right, Andre, let's let you jump in here, man.
I wanted to say one more thing before I go. The drive is live.
There you go. There you go, Andre. There you go, man. Brought to you by
Tyler Miller. You are the greatest producer in the world.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.